This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I think Quinn gives this team the best chance to win. You know, our focus is obviously to win the next three games, but in particular, like I tell the players, we are focused on beating the Bengals, so that was the motivation. Zach will be backing him up, and Tua will be the emergency third.
Wow, there you have it, and 100% joins me this morning, and he was right on the money, Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel. And by the way, later on, Kim Bocamper will be in. He's got some stuff he's doing, and we'll go around the NFL later on with Brian Baldinger as well, with just a great I tell you what, the NFL, when they put these schedules together, before we get back to all the good stuff, when they put this thing together, Dave, they have no idea what it's going to look like late in the year. And they literally, this is the third week in a row, it's looked like the playoffs has started. With these matchups, this tonight, what they have
great one tonight,
and we have nobody in the party here but the Rams at Seattle. Both teams, 11-3 in the same division, probably the two best teams in the NFC.
Although I was reading, if Seattle wins tonight and San Francisco wins out, San Francisco, Without Bosa, without their middle linebacker
out,
they will not only win the NFC West, they will be the number one seed in the conference. They're an amazing story. So that division, is the best in football.
That's
right,
amazing
now.
What they're doing. By the way, he has done a great job out in San Francisco.
Coach of the year stuff.
So we got all that, and then you look Tampa Bay at Carolina, both 7-7, playing for the NFC South. I mean, this just goes on and on with all these great games coming up, and so we'll have that later on in the show. But so you just came out, my man, and first of all, you were right. It was 100%. It was a no-brainer. Thought out very well by you what Mike had said the day before, and being out there. And by the way, you were there, it seemed like, for about 7 hours yesterday. Blame 7 years of Dolphins dysfunction, not Tua, for failure.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're done with Tua. You look back now you put the obituary together.
We are done with him, by the way. I know it was a nice follow-up, but
no, he's done.
You're the third guy. He won't play. Take the rest of the year off.
Yeah, and as an aside to that, the last thing they want him to do is get hurt, because then they're on the hook for more money, the way it works with injury compensation. But so we wrap up 7 years going back to the tank year of Tua, and it is one bad decision by the Dolphins hierarchy after another. Now, I know Chris isn't here. Chris Greer, not fired.
They put him in charge, though, of the two biggest drafts in history, yes, of the franchise. Go ahead.
And that gets to the dysfunction of, why are you putting Chris Greer in charge of this? He's already passed on Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. He's shown no ability to draft a quarterback. And there's only a few people, to be fair, you could look at their portfolio and say they really know how to judge quarterback. It's a hard position to judge.
I think GMs are scared to death of it.
Yes. I think he was scared to death, especially.
No basketballs whatsoever, yes, to go up and get Buffalo Bills when Josh Allen's our guy. I don't care that he's a 55% completion guy. I'm watching him. I'm watching who he's throwing to. I'm watching his makeup. And that dude's got something that's going to be real special besides just the big arm that he's had his whole life.
Lamar Jackson was the best player in college football. Forget winning the Heisman. He was the most dynamic player. And the Dolphins, they were scared of Josh Allen's accuracy. They were scared of Lamar Jackson. We're going to have to build the whole offense around him.
Right.
What did they do with Tua? They had to reconstruct their offense to fit his game. I mean, you always form a little of the offense around a quarterback, but so going back over the years, then they put Chris in charge. They draft Tua over Herbert, which looks really bad now.
It was bad then. It's bad now.
Yeah.
It's worse.
Then you go on. You were told by Brian Flores, the bad guy, for years around here. And he had a brusque personality. I get it. A lot of people didn't like him in the building. A lot of people didn't like a lot of really good coaches either.
I thought he had a little Belichick in him without the resume.
A lot of Belichick in him without the resume. But first of all, you hire him, and you don't even go into, look, we want to tank. Because this is a guy who is not going to – he's going to coach for every Sunday.
I'm going to play the best guys. And by the way, it wasn't like they asked everybody to play half speed. It was just they're going to play Josh Rosen, who clearly could not play in the league. Arizona, by the way, you want to talk about another mistake? This not the day for it. We give up a 2 and a 5 for a guy that they gave up on. I'm sorry, you don't give up a second round pick to see if a guy can play or not. I'm not buying it. Fifth maybe, not a 2 and a 5.
In retrospect, you're right. At the time, I thought, look. He was a top 10 pick. This is what you do when you're looking for a quarterback. But he didn't even look good in practice. So they should have. So
he had a lot of stuff going on too. Without getting into his personal stuff, he had lots of stuff going on. I just know all the stories.
But if they had played him that,
but I'm not going to say him this morning.
If they had played him that tank season, it would all worked out. If somebody had stepped in to Brian Flores and said, we're going to cut Ryan Fitzpatrick and play Josh Rosen. Someone had to be that big.
We did so many radio shows and so many articles on that. Let me tell you the problem with that. Ryan Fitzpatrick, every guy on the team knew Ryan Fitzpatrick was a much better leader and a much better quarterback. The coach knew it. He went along with the Josh Allen thing to start. And that day he finally said, I've seen enough of Josh Allen. He got up in a team meeting and said, we're going to try to win every friggin' game, and Fitzpatrick's a quarterback.
The problem was the mission statement of that season was to lose from the front office. But the coach, you hired the wrong coach is what I'm saying. Brian Flores, I thought Brian Flores was a great coach as far as, you know, if you want to win and you want to build something. He was great. But he was the wrong guy for what they were trying to do. So then you move on. You bring in Mike McDaniel.
Well, the Tua and Brian thing was terrible.
Well, that was, he didn't like Tua from the start. He wanted, you know what he wanted to do? He wanted.
The Tennessee cold weather blowout was.
The halftime blow up.
I'm not sure when it took place because I was home. Yeah. I was home with sickness. But, it was crazy. No, we can go through this whole thing. But anyway, here we are today, not all the way through his sixth year, and he's been benched to third string. Quinn Ewers, by the way, I'm just telling everybody, let me be the first, be patient with the seventh-round quarterback who has not played since that game and did not look good in a little bit he played against Cleveland. Am I right? Was that the Cleveland game?
Yeah.
And the good news is you couldn't handpick a better game for a young quarterback to play. You're playing a defense in Cincinnati. They are the worst defense in football. They're the worst running the ball. Run defense is horrible, giving up 5.2 or 3 yards per carry, meaning every 2 carries is a first down. They give up a ton of yards. Then the other part of this is, how about Zach Wilson going, I hear two of them might be getting benched, honey. And they go, you're going to stay the backup. Three left, and he's gone.
He wasn't happy about that. He talked about that in the locker room.
All those guys talk, by the way, great job by the organization. Let's get it all out there today.
Absolutely.
Let's get our counseling done, and then let's move on with this game.
I thought that was great. That Tua talked and was very professional. You know, he said all the right things.
It's the best press conference he's had since he's been here.
You didn't walk away saying, why did he say that? He said everything right. Look, I'm going to help. I'm going to lead in the way that I can. And
Dave, he wins every day. Dave, when it's said and done, this team will have paid him $200 million in guaranteed money from a signing bonus as a rookie to this contract. It's going to be, not that I looked it up last night, but it's going to be $200 million, the highest paid Miami Dolphin player by far of all time.
What were they thinking? They had him for 2 years, and a first-time head coach walks in and says, we need to sign him to $50 million. And Mike McDaniel fell in love with him.
Mike brought him out.
He's the coach. Who's the general manager? Who's the team president? Who's the owner? They got to stand up and say, for the protection of the franchise, we're not going to sign him to a $50 million contract. He's not that guy.
Well, the other part of this is, I was thinking last night, everybody, you can imagine, I'm sure your phone was blowing up all night, and I was sitting in my office most of the night after having a lot of coffee and sitting around, and everybody started calling and had their opinion and whatever, and you know, everybody likes to let you know what they think and everything, and I was just like, he used to throw the ball a lot better than he does right now. I can't explain what happened to those throws 30 or 40 yards down the field. They are ducks. They are no longer the 30 or 40-yard throws he was making when he had nobody could figure out how to stop that pass game.
Yeah, I don't know what –
those two great years
I'm just
those
guessing
guys
his
had.
Body is deteriorating, right?
I don't know.
That's the only thing I can come up with.
I had a list of things that, you know, finally for Mike to meet with his coaches, Frank Smith and Bevel and Slowick, all coordinators behind their names, how bad he had to be to make that decision. Reads, decisions, throws, thrown in the wrong place, thrown into double coverage, command of his footwork, which we heard the week before, his eyes and his footwork. We're going to guys going into his 6 years, and you're talking about something you should be talking about with a rookie that's coming into the league. Huddle presence, lack of awareness, physical limitations. I think playing super cautious because of concussions and being told that you got to be careful, and then making plays the last couple of games. And that one hurt us, that run that's short of the first down. He had another one that against the Saints, he slides early when he's dancing on the floor and looked like an idiot.
Typically, when you have a running game like the Dolphins have had the past month, the quarterback is helped to the point that...
Well, yeah, you got a good running game. You're usually throwing play
action.
That's the greatest
thing.
Wide open.
That's your best friend, right? And yet their game plan had to be so limiting with Tua.
Yeah.
The obituary on the season is... I think Quinn Ewers gives us a better chance to win.
That's
a seventh round rookie who has
dropped the mic.
Who not only has never played in a game, he said yesterday he's never taken a practice snap with the first team because he's been on the scout team all year.
Yeah, and he came in that one game. The game was over after Tua threw the pick six to start the third quarter against Cleveland, and the game was over at that point. A little bit like the last, actually, a lot in common with that last game, and. And they put him in at the end of the game. That was a disaster against Cleveland. He got sacked twice.
Yeah, I think Garrett Miles.
He threw one. A guy dropped it.
Yeah.
Safety came over and went through his hands. It was just like, oh boy. So anyway,
so this is a tryout, right? I mean, this is what do we got in Quinn Ewers?
Well, listen, we've got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of sound this morning from yesterday. Again, Ann and the staff over there to get the coach out there, Tua, Quinn, and I guess Zach Wilson spoke yesterday too. You got all the characters at from the quarterback position going forward. Zach, how do you feel? You're still the backup, And Quinch Ewers moves to the number one position, and the coach, as you just said, comes out, and you heard the soundbite. He gives us the best chance to win, and what he should have followed up with a big, strong running game behind him. with a strong running game behind him, we're going all out this last three games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to a little 15 minutes of game day uncensored here, which is brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Game Day Uncensored coming your way 9 a.m. on Sunday for the debut.
What you got to talk about that day?
I don't know, dude.
Kind of quiet.
I don't know.
Kind of slow.
Not much going on. Not much going on, dude. What are we going to talk about? Quinn Ewers, QB1.
I hope not, but I think this might be disastrous.
Really? Tell me why, dude. Tell me why.
Like,
any more than it is now?
But that's, see, to me, Vlad, to me, that is not a reason to do it. To say, I'm doing this because it can't get no worse. You know what I mean? If
he said yesterday that he wants a quarterback to play with conviction. That's what Mike McDaniel said.
Basically said two is shot.
He's like, I've said it. Like, mentally, he does things that...
And physically, he's shot too.
The physical part you can fix to some extent.
Tua denies that.
Denies what?
That he's physically shot.
But I've told you how I felt about the physical part of it.
Yeah, you said that he didn't do anything. He got doughy.
But the mental part of it is real, in that once you go onto the football field, you have to play football. And I told you this even about the trying to be safe or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can be safer when you play football as far as taking certain chances. But you have to play football, meaning that if it's third and three and your team needs a first down and there's room, go get the first. You can't slide or whatever.
I don't think he knows how the slide rule works, though.
But he's so – like, just seeing some of the things that he does on the football field. He's got 22 guys on his side of the ball. The 10 he's playing with and the 10 in his head. Mm. Because it just looks as if, though, he's trying to think of – all the right things to do instead of just playing football.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets himself in bad situations. And you got to go out and play. Like, you almost have – and this sound, you almost have to have a level of arrogance about your confidence in what you're doing so that you can go out and not worry about it and just play. And he's not doing that. And it shows up. Like, all this looking around. No quarterback looks like that when they're throwing a pass. He just doesn't look right. And mentally, he might be fried. But maybe the time off will help. Maybe watching other guys play will help. It'll get him into a mental state that he can just go out and relax and play.
I actually don't think it would be that surprising when Tua moves on to his next place, wherever it is, that he's going to have one of those retread years where he puts up numbers. Like, I really wouldn't be that surprised by it.
He does some things at the position that does separate him from other guys. He when he's humming, he's very accurate, right? But for some reason, he – you ever see him go to throw a pass? He's so scared to throw a pick, he doesn't pull the trigger and he pump fakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, a quarterback with confidence, what do they tell you? Still throwing it.
Little rip.
Let it rip.
Little rip.
Right. Let it rip. Throw it with conviction. Like, even the passes that he throws down the field looks like, I guess I'll throw it deep. Like, they don't look like he's
arm punts.
Right.
Remember that? Remember we did that for a couple weeks?
Yeah.
The arm punt.
So yes.
McDaniel tried to sell us that bill of goods.
But that being said, Quinn being in there, I don't know if he has the physical skill of Tua. Mentally, he might be, you know, because he's young. He hasn't been scarred yet.
Yep.
So I don't know, man. It's something to be said about there's certain guys that play that position that you feel confident in because they exude confidence. Not even that they're playing well, right? For example, James, is there any person more confident than James Winston?
Yeah.
Maybe Joe Flacco.
And guess what? He goes in there and he slings it.
Mm-hmm.
He might throw four picks. Whatevs. Like, you almost have to have that attitude, conviction in what you're doing.
But why are you worried about Quinn? You just think that this – why do you think this is going to set up for disaster?
He's young. And from what we saw, you know, a long time ago, granted, it was early in the season, he looked – for different reasons, he didn't pull the trigger a lot.
Yeah, that was a tough one. I mean, he only had, like, that one throw.
But I'm saying even in the preseason. I'm saying even in the preseason.
Right.
Like, it's just a certain, like, you have to learn how to have confidence in what you're seeing, right? And just let it rip. And sometimes that takes time. That's why they say it's hard for young guys to throw. You look at Troy Aikman, his rookie year. You look at Peyton Manning, his rookie year. Like, those quarterbacks didn't have the protections of the little quick short 2-3-4 yard pass that the young guys have now. To kind of ease them into it. You can look at Bo Nix. Bo Nix, it was a gradual thing. So for Quinn Ewers to be in there, like, I think, could you possibly see some good things? Yes, but it's going to take time.
What do you think about Zach Wilson saying that he was confused and frustrated or confused and
about what? Everybody in the league has basically said it.
I'm confused.
Here's what I was taught. You can be one of the best players on your team until you show all the things to get onto the field. A coach isn't going to have confidence in you to put you in there. And so, guess what? Zach Wilson may have a stronger arm. Zach Wilson may be faster. Okay? But there's certain things before you even get to get underneath center. There's certain things you have to show your teammates and your coach that they can have confidence in putting you in that position. Some quarterbacks never do it.
Do you think Zach Wilson, when he heard Mike McDaniel's press conference on Monday afternoon, right? Because the word was that that Quinn Ewers had the meeting at night. So do you think when he heard that press conference, do you think he thought for like a fleeting hour, 2 hours, that he thought he was going to be the guy?
No, you know. I'm telling you, you know.
Oh, yeah, man. He was at Boca Center Mall.
No, you know. Dude, I'm telling you, you know, based on how things have been going during the course of the year,
here's the thing. I'm just, by his word, confused when he says that. I'm like, so does he just think that there's no shot Quinn Ewers is better than him? Which maybe he doesn't. I mean, one guy was a one.
He may not be. I told you. He may not be. And just because you were drafted the second pick, don't mean you're better.
No, I know it doesn't. But I thought his description of feeling was funny when he says, "I'm confused."
I would be confused a little bit too.
Like, well, think about this:
somebody got demoted, and I'm the guy behind the guy,
right?
But he got demoted. Like, he didn't get demoted to like backup. He got demoted behind me. But right. I didn't move up. I just stayed
the same.
While the guy
I didn't
that was
move.
Behind me elevated above me.
So here's the deal. And I believe this. I really believe this. If they had any faith in Zach Wilson, Tua would have been replaced long before now.
Interesting.
Because they could look at Zach Wilson as a second pick in the draft and kind of move forward. Correct.
Yeah, I got you.
So the fact that they didn't pull the trigger on that and they skipped over Zach Wilson
right.
To Quinn Ewers means that the dude hasn't done anything.
And there was that one random week where he wasn't. He got demoted to third string.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, for a guy that's trying to come back, for a guy trying to, you know, show everybody he's not doing the things that would warrant an opportunity in a situation that there were plenty of opportunities.
This is the kind of thing, though, that does make me nervous about Mike McDaniel, because I feel like everybody is, you know, under this thing where like everybody has gone with the, not everybody, but there's been a groundswell of people. Oh, the team didn't quit on him. And I'm just like,
That's a real thing. Well, that's a real thing.
But here's the thing, though. This is why it's, first of all, who's not quitting on him? A bunch of defenders who are professionals and are, you know, have had to develop all year because they had a bunch of rookies around them.
Right.
Like, is that not quitting, or is that just guys getting better? And also, like, are rookies really going to quit on a coach when they have, you know, the veterans that they have on the defensive side? Like, I just feel like they have a bunch of professionals. Like, and also, not for nothing, okay, they didn't quit on him this year. What about the other years where guys literally did quit on him? And I'm supposed to sit here and trust this guy's analysis of quarterbacks because, yeah, he did a good job refurbishing Tua. Great job. Didn't have, other than Teddy Bridgewater, mm-hmm. he has not developed anybody. And he made this whole song and dance signing Zach Wilson this offseason. We targeted this guy. We were looking at this guy. You gave him $6 million, didn't take a snap last year. And you sat here, oh, this is the guy.
Here.
And I'm sitting, I just like, why should I have faith that this guy has the pulse on to pick a good quarterback?
Here's the one thing that I would expect from any veteran quarterback on the team when a rookie comes in. I would expect him not to necessarily play better, but prepare better as far as film study, as far as work you're doing, as far as those things, right? And kind of show the rookie how to get ready to play at this level. Zach Wilson has been in two places. In Denver, and now here. And a rookie quarterback who everybody has said, even with Bo Nix, early on, he ain't ready yet. They've said that early in the season. And both those quarterback coaches have jumped over Zach Wilson to play that young quarterback who a month ago they said may not be ready yet. And we said, we'll just take our lumps. This is twice now. At what point is Zach Wilson going to say, even with all this talent, there's something that I'm not doing right and I need to be better at the other stuff?
He's just confused right now. Give him a break, dude.
He ain't confused. He's confused. He's confused. How many times you going to see it?
He's a confused boy.
How many times and how many teams and how many different organizations are you going to see it before you realize it ain't them? It's me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Dolphins are making that change that many people had wanted to make earlier and certainly after Monday night. I mean, we spent all day yesterday pretty much talking about it. Dolphins will bench Tua. They will go to Quinn Ewers on Sunday against the Bengals. And so I guess I would ask you, Crowder, to start the show here when you heard the news, because I'm guessing Tua's done for the season, maybe for his career with the Dolphins. Again, I don't know how this is all going to play out. But when you hear the news that, hey, for at least Sunday, and I'm guessing at least the remainder of this season, Dolphins are going to Quinn Ewers, Tua rides the bench. Your thoughts are?
So many tentacles to this. First, I want to apologize to Solana because when he brought Quinn Ewers up as a starter, I thought it was the dumbest thing I've heard in my life. So, Solana, I apologize. It's happening on Sunday against the Bengals. So, my bad. It sounds crazy to me. It sounded crazy when it broke. I thought I got Adam Schefter'd, whatever those little fake accounts are, when I first saw it, because I'm like, they're going to Quinn Ewers? They want to see what they have. That's why I say so many tentacles. They're already admitting Zach Wilson was a bad pickup, even though you have him under contract for another year. You're admitting that Tua was a mistake to give him $250 million when they did. You're admitting you're really giving up on the season, and everybody sees that. That's why I was saying, like, the Jordan Brooks and these guys, they are pissed this morning. What are you doing? Are you trying to see if Quinn Ewers is the future of your organization? Because I'm going to give you a little hint. If you need me to call you, anybody at the organization, he is not. What's the point of this? That was my thought when I started thinking about Hawk. To answer your question simply, what's the point of this? What are we doing? If Stephen Ross doesn't want to be embarrassed, as you brought up, Hawk, and I agree 100%, Stephen Ross is a prideful guy. He's a billionaire. They don't fail a lot. You're showing the world, I failed at this. I've given this guy extensions. I've given this player extensions. And now we're going to start a seventh round pick to see what we have for the future. This is embarrassing, pretty much.
Well, I would ask you this, though. Wouldn't it be more embarrassing? Because now that they're mathematically eliminated, the four-game winning streak was over. Like, I was done with Tua after Monday night. Wouldn't it be more embarrassing? Like, you say Jordan Brooks is angry because they're throwing in the towel. You don't think he'd be more angry if they stuck with Tua, a quarterback who's not going to give them a chance to do anything special?
Well, Hawk, you told me Tua's the guy. You sold Tua to me for years.
No. I just want to make – I objected to Solana suggesting Tua should be benched after a four-game winning streak. That was my objection.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. When I say you, I was speaking from a Jordan Brooks standpoint to the organization, not me to you. So as
right,
Jordan Brooks
has eyes. Like, I mean, you could tell him whatever you want. He saw what Tua was doing out there Monday night.
And he actually plays against Quinn Ewers as a scout team guy. He knows Quinn Ewers does not give him a best chance to win. You have a terrible starting quarterback. You've admitted this by benching him. You don't believe in your backup quarterback because you never put him in. Think about that too. If Tua's doing this bad, put the guy that you just brought into your organization on the field. You just decided that Zach Wilson was the guy if Tua was to get hurt. He was the insurance policy. You jump over him and say, oh, never mind. We're going to put in the seventh round guy, the rookie from Texas that looked bad in the preseason. It is the decision. I'm not that upset by benching Tua. Tua get benched, and like I said, a lot of tentacles. This $52 million next year, $99 million tax hit. All this stuff is now about to get real for the Dolphins and for Champ Kelly. Like he didn't walk into a lovely situation as GM, but the optics of it is embarrassing league wide. That's why it's on ESPN. That's why it's breaking news over playoff teams. It's because NFL teams don't bench their $250 million quarterback for a seventh round Hail Mary pick of a young boy from Texas for 3 weeks because you made such a big mistake on your starter that he can't win a game. And when they win games, he has to throw for 140. When he throws for 250, they lose games. Just these numbers that you look at, this is crazy, and it makes McDaniels look crazy. It makes Ross look crazy. Chris Greer right now, you talk about somebody being happy they're losing. Chris Greer's not happy they're losing. Chris Greer's happy he's not a part of this crap because it's making him look better, not being a part of the guy that has to bench $250 million to him for seventh round Ewers.
There's no question league-wide they look like a clown show, a joke. Yes. There's no question. I'm more perplexed because I'm down with benching Tua at this point. I'm more perplexed in going to Quinn Ewers than Zach Wilson because we were told Zach Wilson was the hand-picked guy. There were others available. He's the hand-picked guy. And it's not like it's Chad Henne sitting back there 14 years in and you say, hey, I want to look at the youngster because Chad Henne's not going to be a quarterback of the future. We've seen too many stories with the Sam Darnolds and the Geno Smiths and the Baker Mayfields where guys who were left for dead, who are still young and healthy, were able to come back and have a good career. Why not see if you have that with Zach Wilson if you handpicked him to be the guy for $6 million that you thought would be the guy in case Tua went down? So for me, for my money, the part that I find most quizzical is bypassing Zach Wilson and going to Quinn Ewers.
Huck, the guys you love, what's the Pastrnak?
My guy.
What's his name?
Pastrnak.
I don't know his real name. You call him Pastrnak so much, I'm stuck on Pastrnak. Him, Jacoby Brissett. When Kyler Murray goes down, Jacoby Brissett comes out. What did Jacoby Brissett win? Two games in a row or something? They chose him. They chose Zach Wilson to be the guy to back up Tua. And now you're going Quinn Ewers. To your point, quizzical, I would go with embarrassing. The embarrassing part of this whole thing. That you are skipping over a guy you gave two-year $8 million deal to, whatever
one year.
The guy you just
one
gave.
One year, $6 million.
One year, six million. It's not embarrassing. It makes all the sense in the world.
It's embarrassing.
No, it's not. It makes all the sense in the world. You brought in Zach Wilson not to be the future of this organization, not to use him to replace Tua, but in the case that Tua went down for a game or for a drive or for a quarter, he had their idea. He had enough cachet, enough reps in the league that he could win you a quarter. He could win you a game with a drive. He could be ready for one game because of his experience to win you in the case Tua went down. Now, this doesn't matter. Having a solid backup doesn't matter because you're eliminated. So why not go with the young guy whose ceiling you truly don't know until he actually gets out there? And by the way, who you drafted? It makes no sense to go with Zach Wilson.
It makes
all the sense in the world to go with Quinn Ewers.
I would agree with that if Ewers was taken in the first three rounds. But when you take a guy on a flyer in the seventh round and Zach Wilson's still a young guy, like to me, there's a couple of qualifiers there. If Wilson was 36 years old and he was just on the roster as a placeholder, that's one thing. You have another young guy on the roster who you tabbed as a quality quarterback. You wouldn't have given him $6 million if you didn't. So I find that quizzical. Regardless, we have so many people to talk to today. Danny Cannell is going to join us. Zach Gelb is going to join us. Alex Dono is going to join us. We got to make sure that we focus on Texas A&M as well. So it's a loaded potato. Let's do headlines with Alejandro Solana. Danny Cannell is going to join us in the first hour here. So we'll talk with Danny and see what he thinks about this. I want to talk Canes and Texas A&M with him as well, too. But let's do headlines. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Crowder, I accept your apology, and I believe the words Hawk used exactly, I still have them written down, that was the dumbest take in the history
I still agree
of sports
with that.
Radio.
But I still agree with that.
So 5 days ago, dumbest take in the history of sports
yes,
radio.
Yes, they were on a winning streak, and they were mathematically able to get into the playoffs. Period, end of story. That was my argument.
5 days later, the owner of the Miami Dolphins is literally doing what I called for him to do 5 days ago. But that was the dumbest take in history.
But it's because the winning streak is over and because they're mathematically eliminated. Hawk, you think they would be benching Tua had they pulled out that game Monday night? Do you think they would bench Tua if they won their fifth game in a row?
Do you think that winning a meaningless game in Pittsburgh when they started the game, they had less than a 1% chance
of making
it.
It's not meaningless. When you're in a 4-game winning streak in the NFL, it's not meaningless. Period, end of story. You don't bench quarterbacks in the middle of a 4-game winning streak.
And you're telling me that Zach Wilson or Quinn Ewers wouldn't have given the Dolphins a better chance to win that game? When you know Tua Tagovailoa, a 1% chance to make the playoffs, having to go play in Pittsburgh, a team that hasn't lost at home on Monday Night Football since 1991, you think that quarterback who can't throw the ball when it's under 50 degrees gives you a better chance to win a game than the other two guys?
Yes.
They should have made the decision. They should have benched him. They should have benched him a month ago. They shouldn't have given him
a month. And I would have agreed with you if you called for them to bench him a month ago. You called for them to bench him right after he won his fourth game in a row, fifth game out of six, and they were still mathematically in the hunt. They were on every graphic, on every network, as in the hunt. That's not when you bench your starting quarterback.
They were winning in spite of him. And
okay,
the game
well, it's easy for you to it's easy for you to decide how they won. They won four and five out of six. So you can take him out of the equation at all. Tua had nothing to do with any victory. You can say definitively Tua had nothing to do with any of the five victories that they had in the last seven games.
I feel confident saying they win those games other than the Buffalo game. That was the one game this season he played well. But following that Buffalo game, I feel very confident saying they win those games with Zach Wilson, maybe with Quinn Ewers.
Last year with Skylar Thompson and Tyler Huntley when Tua went out?
What does that have to do with anything?
You saw when Tua wasn't there how they looked. Like, that's a really convenient argument you're making. You're going, I'm going to discount what I saw last year when Tua was out. I'm also going to discount the Buffalo game when he looked really good and they beat a really good team. And I'm only going to concentrate on three games that I think they could have beaten with other quarterbacks.
No, I am discounting last year because the guy we saw last year under center in weeks 1 and 2 for the Miami Dolphins is not the same guy we've been watching. I mean, and this guy's a shell of himself.
He is.
Why they just benched him, and they're literally going through the biggest embarrassment you can go through in the NFL with a starting quarterback. Instead of, by the way, the easy out here, just saying, hey, we're shutting down Tua Tagovailoa. We don't want to risk injury. And then make any decision you want to make, which would have been the obvious path here. They didn't do that. They let Adam Schefter come out with the most embarrassing graphic ever. Benched.
Okay. And Solana, to your point, because I hate when I bring your name up and apologize to you because now you go off on tangents. Are you excited that Quinn Ewers is about to be the Dolphins starting quarterback? Are you telling your friends that don't live in South Florida to say, watch this offense now, we got Quinn? You're lying if you say yes. We're going to embarrass ourselves offensively. And to the point that you say, I told you so, if a bad decision is made and a dumb person calls the bad decision, isn't being made, another dumb person makes a bad decision, they're not proud of that decision. This is stupid. You said it. It's an embarrassment to the Dolphin organization. You called an embarrassment out. The Dolphins made an embarrassing decision, and you're taking credit for doing stupidity? Solana, if a possum says, let's eat some trash, another possum says, trash tastes good. Yeah, I was right on with that. This is garbage.
They didn't make the decision that Solana suggested. Solana suggested that they bench the quarterback after he had won 4 games in a row. Solana's also making a very convenient decision that Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers won't look like Tim Boyle or Skylar Thompson or Tyler Hunt. Like, he's just making convenient decisions based on nothing. And we have data. We saw what it looked like without Tua last season, which is why you wouldn't make that decision when you're in the hunt and have won 4 in a row. But it's an easy decision to make after you get your ass kicked in Pittsburgh on Monday night and you're no longer mathematically in it. That's Solana. When it's a good decision.
And when you have 1% chance, you weren't mathematically
in. They will struggle.
But I don't think you understand what mathematically in means. You either are or aren't mathematically able to make the playoffs.
I know
what it means. Were they or were they not?
I know what it means.
Were they or were they not mathematically able to make the playoffs going into the game against Pittsburgh? Yes or no?
The team.
Yes or no? Were the Dolphins able to mathematically make the playoffs going into the game against Pittsburgh?
No. You know why? Because the team that
has. All right, so then you don't know what mathematically means. You don't. I can't have the argument because you don't know what the word means.
No, because.
All right, give us the rest of the headlines. Give us the rest of the headlines. Because if you don't know what mathematically means, it's a silly argument.
I know what mathematically means.
Well, you don't.
The word gets changed when you're talking about the Dolphins and saying that a Dolphin.
The word doesn't get changed. Mathematically has a definition. Mathematically has a definition. No, it doesn't get changed.
Not when you're talking about the Dolphins. No. Who haven't made the playoffs in 25 years, and their quarterback can't throw the ball farther than 30 yards. Worry. And you think 1% chance that with this organization is going to come to fruition? You have to literally be doing ayahuasca
what I think
with Aaron
is going
Rodgers
to come to fruition.
To
There's a big difference between mathematically and likely, but you don't understand what words mean. All I'm saying is they were mathematically able to make the playoffs, but you're not understanding what the word means. And until I can teach you what the word means, the argument goes nowhere.
And the word gets changed.
The word gets changed. You know when the word gets changed? When it's convenient for you. That's when the word gets changed.
Not convenient. I called it, and I just want you to admit maybe it wasn't the dumbest take in the history of sports radio.
It
Maybe
was.
Dumb.
It was absolutely the dumb mistake.
Bottom three.
You didn't. No one called the Dolphins were going to make the playoffs. All we were acknowledging was they were mathematically able to. They are no longer mathematically able to.
Okay.
This might be why you were waitlisted at UCF. I mean, that's a basic word.
His kids now off this argument are going to be waitlisted at UCF.
Just based on if they save this video, your kids are going to be doomed.
That's fine. Hey, man. For years, you guys have been saying Tua's the answer, Tua's the answer. And today, if it makes you guys feel better, to hate on my take from a couple days ago that literally came to fruition.
No, your take did not come to fruition.
That's fine.
Your take was to bench him before the Pittsburgh game. Did that come to fruition?
Did Tua win this organization a playoff game?
I'm asking you a question. Your take was that Tua should be benched before the Pittsburgh game.
Yes.
Did that happen?
No, it did not.
Then it didn't come to fruition, dummy.
I called for Quinn Ewers to start for this team moving forward, and 5 days after it was called the dumbest take in the history of sports.
Which it was and remains.
Quinn Ewers is now starting for the Miami Dolphins.
Right. When things change, then you make decisions based off those changes. You haven't seen that with the Heat this season?
1% changed. That's all it changed. 1%.
The Heat starting 1%. Lineup is the same every night.
No, I got you.
So they change it based on what they see?
No.
We're talking about 1% change here. 1%.
No. 1%. We're not talking about 1% change.
1%. The Dolphins had a 1% chance to make the playoffs. 1% before the Pittsburgh game. Now they have a 0% chance to make the playoffs. That's a 1% change.
No. 1%. That's mathematically possible to mathematically impossible.
And if you think 1% means the Dolphins, the organization, the Dolphins has a chance to make the playoffs when they have a 1% chance, then guess what? That's on you.
You don't understand what mathematically means.
I understand, but I also have 25 years.
You literally can't say that you understand what it means when you're giving a definition for what it doesn't mean.
25 years of being a Dolphins fan.
So
I know
you believe
that 1%
a 1% chance
less
of anything, you believe a 1% chance of anything is mathematically impossible.
Only when we're talking about the Miami Dolphins. Actually,
so you don't know what the word means.
I believe it has less than a 0% chance when it's a 1%. Less than a 0%
chance. Then you don't even understand percentages if you think there's less than a 0% chance.
No, I think you guys don't understand how you have to view this organization.
I think
they have a 1% chance.
I think
to make
we went to major universities because we understand words.
Do you eat paint chips?
Are you eating whey or are you eating paint chips?
I think you guys ate
paint chips
for a long time, and that's fine. If it makes you feel better that I was right.
Give us the weather. Do you have anything else? Please, because we can't get any dumber this segment. I got to get smarter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.